AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A House committee meets later today to go over a Senate proposal to fund the Department of Homeland Security temporarily till February 13th. If approved, it would end the partial government shutdown. Democrats refused to provide the votes for speedy consideration. The father of a 5-year-old boy detained by immigration officers in Texas is denying abandoning his son. Adrian Conejo Arias is originally from Ecuador. He tells ABC News he loves his son Liam and disputes claims from the Department of Homeland Security that he left his child in a vehicle. There is a search for the 84-year-old mother of Today Show co-host Savannah Guthrie.
Authorities in Arizona say after processing her home,
she did not leave on her own.
Pima County Sheriff Chris Nanos calling Nancy Guthrie's home a crime scene.
We saw some things at the home that were concerning to us. We believe now, after we processed that crime scene, that we do in fact have a crime scene.
He says she does not have dementia, but does have mobility issues and was last seen Saturday night. But when she did not show up for church Sunday, her family alerted authorities.
And time is very critical. She is 84. She needs her meds. Her family needs her too.
Nano says Savannah Guthrie is in town helping with the search. I'm Julie Walker.
House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer is rejecting an offer from former President Bill Clinton to conduct a transcribed interview for an investigation into convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. It pushes the threat to hold both Bill and Hillary Clinton in contempt of Congress closer to a vote. A defeat for President Trump, a federal judge has ruled an offshore wind project aimed at powering 600,000 New York homes can resume construction. A series of small earthquakes rattled the San Francisco Bay Area, the strongest 4.2. This is AP News. The European Union's foreign policy chief says a European army would not work.
Speaking at the Oslo Security Conference in Norway, EU foreign policy chief Kaja Kallas said,
"You can't, you know, create a separate army, besides the army that you already have, because in terms of crisis, what is the most important is the chain of command. Who gives orders to whom? And if you have, like, the European army and then you have the NATO, then, you know, the ball just falls between the chairs, and this is extremely, extremely dangerous."
Talk of a European army has resurfaced amid tensions within NATO over President Donald Trump's threats to seize Greenland. NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte recently stated that Europe is incapable of defending itself without US military support. He said Europe would have to more than double current military spending targets to be able to do so. I'm Karen Chamas.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Game day starts before kickoff. Get ready for the big game with help from Menards. Find great deals on sofas and recliners to keep guests comfortable all game long. Score big savings and stock up on game day goodies. Shop a variety of snacks and drinks to keep your party fueled up. Make Menards a part of your game plan. Shop in store or on Menards.com and save big money.
Save big money.